positively know for sure, unless you know for yourself. That's the most important point, and I'm going to address every aspect of that question because it's a fantastic question. But to me, the most important aspect is that one, that there's always this doubt piece unless you know it from your own knowing, unless you've delved into it yourself and gone somewhere with it yourself. Anything from even a higher authority still has a tinge of doubt at the edges, no matter how much you revere that authority. So that has to be taken very seriously. That's the challenge. The challenge is you have to know for yourself as much as you can know. Now, that being said, there's a very interesting aspect to this whole question, which is kind of the agnostic viewpoint. And many people get stuck in this, which is, I'm not really sure. I don't have a clear idea for myself. And either there is no authority I trust to take a cue from, or there is an authority I trust, but how can I believe someone else's statement about it? All of that is the doubt trap. Simply because of the urgency. So what I would say, my real answer to the factual part of your question is delve into it as deeply as you can, know as much as you can know yourself, and if your feeling is that you don't know enough, that you can't come to a definitive conclusion regarding whether death means cessation or continuation, don't fall into the trap of spending the rest of your life chewing on this question and then you're gone. Take the word of an authority that you recognize or trust or feel may know something more than you. That's wiser, and this is just my way of looking at it. That's wiser than spending 50 years trying to have a certain experience or trying to get the answer, and then it's too late. Does that make sense for a response?
Thank you for your opinion.
It's a very important point because, in fact, I believe the majority do that. The majority have an egotistic problem accepting an outside authority, no matter how much they respect that source, and spend their lives on, when it comes to this question, going round and round, and then life is over. I'm really saying you're better if you can't come to a final answer for yourself, then take the answer of someone you feel you can take it from, so that you don't go round and round needlessly forever with no answer. Because even if you're have that edge of doubt, it's better than the big piece of doubt. It's better than simply being in doubt about this question. Because the implications touch everything. The implications, whichever answer you go with, the implications touch everything. So to be in doubt about it is to run around in circles. And I'm saying better not to run around in circles. Better to place your bet and then go deeply into that.
Follow up, man?
Sure.
It used to matter